Wakens me with desire just to be. I feel sunrise, it sparkles in my eyes, it inspires my dream. Something's calling me, something's calling me. And follow it. When I'm frightened by the dawn, when I'm feeling withdrawn, when my confidence fades, when my courage wanes,
you are listening to CFRO Community Radio Station on 102.7 FM. The upcoming show, Conscious Living Radio, is a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation.
Well, we have one more guest and 15 minutes to end this show. This is Conscious Living Radio. My name is Andrew Resmer, and today's show is co-hosted with
Judith Bradley.
And we have one more guest, but we don't have much information. This is kind of last-minute decision. So we're going to ask our guest to introduce herself. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello. So we know you're Nellie Johnson.
That's Dr. right. Nellie Johnson.
Nellie, okay.
And that's all what we know.
Oh, that's all you know. Oh, well.
Well, we know a little bit more, but I think it's better if you tell our listeners more about yourself.
Right. Well, I'm a family physician. I've been in practice since 1982. And I've, very early on in my career, I realized that I was not getting the results I wanted, and that I was meeting a lot of patients in fear. And I realized that the prevailing view of disease, you know, conventional prevailing view of disease as a physical affliction, was perpetuating a climate of fear. And I began to search for tools to help my patients, because I realized that, you know, if they remained in fear, they were not going to do that well. And I came to a growing understanding that, a growing knowledge, if you like, of healing, and understanding that unconscious thoughts, emotions, and beliefs impact on one's well-being. And I call it the quantum factor. And so that unconscious thoughts, emotions, and beliefs are really at the root cause. And I realized medicine, with all its strengths and abilities, was missing this piece, you know, going after the cause. So that's part of my journey. And I have a vision for the forum, the May forum, which is happening this Saturday out at UBC, and I've brought together Dr. Bruce Lipton and of the Biology of Belief. I'm sure your listeners know of his work.
Yeah, we actually did have an opportunity to talk to Bruce Lipton a few months ago here on this on Conscious Living Radio.
And also Adam, known as Dream Healer of Intention Heals. They're both stepping up to speak. And my vision for the forum is to contribute to shifting the collective consciousness to embrace more fully the healing paradigm, if you like, this quantum factor, because both Bruce and Adam can speak to the science of healing. So that's, well, I'm perhaps answering more than one question.
It's great. It's what we wanted to know.
And I'm just curious because it seems that there is quite a distance between the alternative ways of approach to healing and traditional Western approach. You represent the Western traditional. You're a physician, and still you are the one who is actually bringing people who would be considered by most alternative a representative alternative approach. How do your colleagues view that?
Yes, I've been asked that question many times. For the most part, my colleagues don't know of my interest. I speak to those who ask, and otherwise I don't really say much about my training. I have some training in looking at the link between emotional conflict and disease that actually is coming through the work of doctors. I trained with a doctor from France and others. And however, lately, since, bringing forward the forum, I've spoken to more of my colleagues, and I'm finding them incredibly more open than I would have expected. One of my colleagues said, I believe that thoughts and emotions impact on health, and there's more to treating disease than the prescription pad. So I thought that was quite refreshing. So I think my colleagues may be more open than I realize, and I'm quite looking forward to exploring this further with them now that I'm out there, as it were.
I think quite a lot of people can recognize that thoughts and emotions and past experiences are affecting health, but then draw a blank about how on earth you're going to bring these unconscious forces to consciousness. Do you have a way of explaining how you do that in a few moments?
Right. Good. Well, I can say that if you like, I was thinking about it because it's a big topic, and to bring it into a sort of a capsule comment is quite a challenge. However, what I've come to recognize in my study over the last dozen years or so is that disease, or disease for that matter, is linked, has an energy signature, and it has been worked out, actually. And has been known for some 30 years, what the core emotional conflict is behind disease. So that if I have a patient come to me with, say, ductal breast cancer, I have an idea already of where I have to go with my questions to help her open up her emotional story. And to... because the disease is the brain's response to contain a level of stress energy that is viewed or perceived as life-threatening, if you like. If the person carried this energy full on at 100%, they wouldn't eat, sleep, pay attention to what was going on in their surroundings, and they wouldn't survive. So I can start an inquiry at that level, and to that, having that understanding, I have tools that help a person to release and let go of, you know, there. I add in several modalities from others. You know, I've made a kind of synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an inquiry and an awareness that the person comes to or is supported to come to. And then there are various tools that I use to support them to let go of the old pattern and claim what they really want to experience in their life. So
mm-hmm.
It's really like a puzzle. And I hope that sort of goes some way too.
Yes, you've done very well. It's a difficult thing to say just in a few short words like that. So that gives our listeners a good taste, I think. How can they find out more about what you're doing this weekend?
Well, very easy. They can go on the website, which is very simply www.itstimetoheal.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And all the information is there. They can also phone during the daytime, I think up till 8 o'clock in the evening, to my event coordinator's clinic, which is 604-569-3816.
Mm-hmm.
And they can show up at the door. Ideally, we like to know ahead of time, but
yes,
they can certainly show up at the door.
It is a full-day event, right?
It is a full day. 8 o'clock, the doors open. We want to start at 8:45. We have Dr. Bruce Lipton speaking for a good 2 hours in the morning before lunch. We have Adam speaking for an hour in the afternoon. I have three practitioners that are using the quantum factor in helping people to heal to speak as well. And then we're having a closing panel. I have Dr. Teresa Clark from Inspire Health, who, you know, Vancouver Center for Integrative Cancer
yes.
Care, who's contributing mm-hmm. as well. So we have a great day, a very full day.
Wonderful.
And that's this Saturday, May the 1st.
This Saturday, May the 1st. Out at UBC, it's the First Nations Longhouse off the West Mall. There's parking nearby, and it really is a beautiful venue. And
yeah, it sounds like an amazing opportunity to learn, Sunny. We were just amazed when we had the opportunity to talk to Bruce Lipton. He's doing such an amazing job. And we also had Adam on the show a few years ago when he was still not a public person at that time, and his picture wasn't printed. Now he's obviously studying at SFU, and he's complementing his gift of healing with wisdom that
yes,
comes with it.
For sure. I would like to just mention a quote that I refer to quite a bit in my work, and it's the quote from Einstein, or I've paraphrased it as, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that
mm-hmm.
caused it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say is, you can't solve a physical problem purely by physical means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to go to another level. And that is the level of energy.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So I hope it's a successful day for you.
Well, yeah. I'm delighted that you were able to have me on your show, and I feel I'm in very good company if you've already interviewed Bruce and Adam.
Yes, so thank you so much. And again, it's timetoheal.ca, phone number 604-569-3816. I'm going to post that information on consciouslivingradio.org as well for those listeners who didn't have chance to take a note. Thank you very much. Good luck, and see you on Saturday.
Yes, you'll be there.
I will be there.
Oh, terrific.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Stepped out of my dream, heard my cry came.
You have been listening to Conscious Living Radio, a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, the emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect a commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. to Co-op Radio, 102.7 FM. For information about our past and future programming and free downloads of shows, go to consciouslivingradio.org.
Dark crept to deceive in the skies, fooling me. My wounded spirit left weary. My guarded shell hiding me. In my eyes you could see my solitary soul crying. My solitary soul still crying. Dancing free with the spirits, where head is washed away, whispering heard. Is a freshened breeze, dance away in need and splendor, rejoice in the glory of the shrine where spirits play. Shining figure guides us gently. This is not a dream, this is reality. I can see us dancing with you, dancing